Black is called I Do on UJFM Breakfast. Prior to that, gave you Mtunzi, as well as some Rita Ora with Shine Your Light, getting us to 20 minutes past 7 this morning. Check this out. We decided to dig up a bit and see how much the Rupert family and Nikki Oppenheimer are worth. And it's interesting. In fact, they're the two richest South African families in South Africa. And they'll each donate 1 billion rand. On Monday night, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that South Africans will go into a national lockdown to slow the spread of COVID. Guys, today's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snap. So we got two more days. So I thought today was Wednesday. No.
Yeah, there's two more days.
Mm-hmm. All right. This will hit the economy massively, but the JSC will keep operating. In fact, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Nikki Oppenheimer has a total net worth of $5.8 billion, which is 103 billion rand. He is, by the way, only the 250th richest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer was chairperson of De Beers Diamond Group, which was founded by his grandfather Ernest in 1929. My grandfather founded nothing.
Same here.
Until 2012, when the Oppenheimers sold their stake to Anglo American for $5.1 billion in cash.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In fact, in a statement on Monday, the 75-year-old Oppenheimer and his son Jonathan said that as proud South Africans, they welcome government's robust and timely effort to stem the tide of the coronavirus. Our aim is to mitigate the immediate economic impact of this pandemic by keeping companies and businesses and protecting jobs in order to fast track our economic recovery. We will do this by providing direct financial assistance to employees who are at risk of losing their jobs or have suffered a loss of income because of COVID-19. An agency independent of the Oppenheimer's family will be created to administer the funding. It should have a continued role in boosting economic growth and job creation long after this crisis has passed. At the number 287 on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index is Jonathan Rupert, with a total net worth of $5.18 billion, which is 92 billion rand. The 69-year-old is chairperson of one of the biggest luxury conglomerates, Richmond's, which owns brands like Montblanc and Carter. Richmond was created from the assets of Remgro, which was founded almost 80 years ago by Rupert's father, Anton. Once again, my father left me nothing. Johan Rupert is still chairperson of Remgro, which has invested in many large South African companies, including Mediclinic, Distill, First Rand, RMI, which is Outsurance, as well as Blue Bulls. He also chairs the International Investment Fund, which is Reinet, named after Anton Rupert's birthplace, Graaf-Reinet, in the Eastern Cape, which owns a stake in British American Tobacco, which is Dunhill, Lucky Strike, and Rothmans. Rupert has a long investment with small businesses and in 1981 founded the Small Business Development Corporation, which funded entrepreneurs. It later became business partners. Rupert is popularly is a popular target of the EFF, who view him as the face of white monopoly capital, although it has since emerged that EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu spent time with Rupert at an exclusive wine estate in Stellenbosch to discuss potential business plans. Chisa!
You got to know where your bread is buttered.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.